From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Donald Trump is set to move this week after suffering the worst defeat on his young presidency. With the words repeal and replace Obamacare still ringing in voters' ears, Mr. Trump's loudest campaign promise crashed when the Republican majority in Congress proved incapable of taking the first legislative step to put an alternative plan in place. By Sunday, Mr. Trump was venting his frustration on Twitter, blaming conservative Republican groups who had urged defeat of the bill. He tweeted, "Democrats are smiling in D.C. The Freedom Caucus, with the help of Club for Growth and Heritage, have saved Planned Parenthood and OCare." White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus on Fox News Sunday attempted to quash the prominent news reports that Mr. Trump was blaming him and House Speaker Paul Ryan for the defeat. Officials from Cincinnati, which is in the U.S. Midwestern state of Ohio, say that a shooting inside a busy bar in which one person was killed and 15 others shot is not being considered an act of terrorism. It occurred early Sunday morning at the Cameo nightclub. Police Chief Elliot Isaac says it started after an altercation between several people within the bar.
This is a very large establishment. They do employ off-duty police officers to patrol the parking lot. They are required or responsible for the internal security themselves. It is my understanding that they do wand individuals and pat them down. However, what we know at this point, several firearms were able to be brought inside the bar.
Hundreds of people were in the club when the shooter opened fire. No one taken into custody. This is VOA News. Russian protesters have demonstrated by the thousands in cities across the country in support of a call by a Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, for accountability among Russian elite. Over 100 people were detained around Moscow's Pushkin Square, including Navalny, for protesting without permission. One of the others is Natalia. She says, "We're here against corruption to protest what's happening in Russia." Navalny, a Kremlin critic, called the demonstrations, the publishing a detailed report earlier this month accusing the prime minister of amassing a collection of mansions, yachts, and vineyards through a shadowy network of nonprofit organizations. U.S. military officials say that the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location, corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul is still unclear. Some residents say that a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. The Mosul municipality chief, who is supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Grant is the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
We're waiting to see what the results of the investigation are. We know that there have been many, many families that have been impacted by this tragedy and that there are a large number of injured, a large number of deaths.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadist after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. A China-influenced committee has chosen Carrie Lam as Hong Kong's next leader. China's communist leadership had lobbied behind the scenes for Lam, so her victory came as no surprise. John Tseng, the widely popular candidate, came in second. The elite election committee was at the root of the protests as activists decried the lack of a direct choice by Hong Kong's 3.8 million registered voters.
"To me, unity must be built step by step on solid ground. It is through real work and actual results that I will respond to those who support me and garner the recognition of those yet to support me. Deeds speak louder than words."
Lam speaking after the election on Pulling Together. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.